Vayter in Shas from Rava Basa Daf Lamed Gimel. Pick it up on the Mabez and Mabez, but the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. Vayter. Rava Bar Sharsham Nafakalikala. There was a call, a rumor that went out about Rava Bar Sharsham to call Achil Aradiasmi, who is eating up land that belongs to orphans. Says the Rashbam. What is we talking about over here? That is the Kidimafarsa Kameh, the Bamashkon Haisa Etzlo. That is the Yisomun's father. Owed money to this to him, and instead he left the field as a mashkon ad achshav until now shekalu shnei mashkanta that the year is finished up v'hilkach nafak alekol shel edus ms the mehashta achil aradiyasmin. And now he's like eating up the land of the yisomim. It's past the time. Amalei bye came to Emily Easy says, tell me, Easy my beloved, tell me gufat uvde hechiyava, what exactly happened over here? So he says, Amalei says back to him, listen, this is all true. It was a mashkan, Rashi's the Meshkanta Desur, the Ksivi Hachi Bemishalim Shania Shanya Lane, a Tepak Ara, Dablo Kesef, Ubimea Vihem Achalteshne Chazaka, and during the time of the years of his father, like it was during a specific amount of years to pay off the loan of their father. And again, that's the Meshkanta of Surah. And the years of the field was enough to go ahead, and it ended up being like a chazak of 3 years. The havali, not only that, but also, you know what else? He also owed me more. Beep, turn the page. I'm going to give him an alf. Zuzi, the havali, zuzi, achmine gabe. I also had more money by him. He owed me more money. V'achalta shnei mashkante, and I already used up the land of the kol for the about the years that was given to me as a mashkanta. And that was totally done and finished. Says the Rashbam that Zuzi Achvini Gabesh and Schaivli Shein Mashkan Alein. I didn't have a Mashkan for them. The Amri La'achar Shekalu Shnei Mashkanta. I said that Imach Zer Karkali someone returned to them. The Eshalahem Chov Sheyeshli Alaviyim, and ask him for the Chov that the father owes me. Tzarchan Lishava Damar Aban and Habali Para. I'm gonna have to swear because they said if you want to go and take from the Yisom, you have to go and swear. Even though I still have to swear. So that says Gemara, this spells that out. Amina. Amina. I say this, I have money by your father, by me, he owes me more money. If you want to go take from me, let me do it with the Shavua. So I said, you know what I do? I'm going to hide this. Rashi says, Alim Osa. I'll hide it, which says that my living on this land was to get this debt. The Ochla Shir Zuzeh, and then I'm going to keep eating it until, you know, using the land and gaining from it until the amount of money that he owes me. The Migadi Ba'ina, because you know why? What I could have done is I could have lied. I could have said, Amina Lekucha Kibiyadi. I could have said, I bought it from them. You know, it's just my Rashbam says, the Achalte Shnei Chazaka B'chayavun. Since I had it for the Shnei Chazaka during the years of their father's lifetime, therefore, it's like you see for 3 years, it's mine. Behemna, and I would have been believed in such a case. And therefore, Rash is below Shavua, without making a Rashbam. Meherum nana below Shavua, the Einish barm ala karkos. No, you don't make a swear on it. Va'o de cheska shaloshanim b'makum shtar kaima. It actually works. So, kiamina de isli zuze gabayo. So instead, what I said, when I say that, oh yeah, you know what? You owe me the money, mehemnana, therefore I should be believed like that also without making this out of Shavua. So that's why I did this whole shtickle. Amalei Abai says, that's an interesting idea. There's only one problem. Lekucha biyadi lo matzis amrit. You're actually not, you didn't have that migo that you could have said that I bought the land. It wouldn't have worked if you would have tried. The ha'ika ala kala, because there's already a coal, there's already a rumor about it, the ara diasmi, that it belongs to the Yisomim. And therefore, that already is knocking out your chazaka, and you wouldn't have been believed if you would have said that you actually bought it. So now, sorry, what do you got to do? Alazil ahadun ya'alayu, go and return it to them. And when they get older, when they become, you know, bar mitzvah, yishtai din ba'adayah, then you can go to Bezin, that case, and get the money, and go swear and get your money. But right now, sorry, you got to give it back. Okay, next, story time. Kriva the Rav Idi bar Avin Shchev, the relative, the Karuv, Rav Idi bar Avin died. Shavik Dikla, and he left over a Dikla, a Dekel, a palm tree, a tree of Zepom. Ravi, Dibar Avin Amarana, Kariv Natfei. He said, I'm the closest relative to him. He didn't have any kids or whatever. Another person says, No, I'm the closest relative. Says the Rashbam, what happened was this other guy comes in, he speaks up, I'm better. And we talk Shalom, no, the Mikar of Yosef, we didn't know which one is actually closer. He was stronger, she just grabbed the land. Yosef, Kidamar of Nachman Lekameitz, and Lamadam Beis, Gabizel, Omer, Shel, Avosai, Zemeshal Vosai, called Alim Gavir. And who's stronger, go and take it. Anu Kivis is like, sorry, I'm stronger, called the Alim Gavar means like, just go ahead and fight it out. Lasof, Odile the Ish, the Idiu Karv Tfei. But it came out that this person said he actually was Modeh, that Rav Idi was really the one who was closer. Rashi Rashbam says, "Who Machzik Rav Idi Bar Avin?" This one said that that's the case. Because Rav Chissa took the dekel and he told the dekel goes to Rav Idi. Amalei, Rav Idi says, "Lahadale Peri." Let him also give me the perus, the stuff that he had in the meantime. Rashi says, "Who Gavra Peri the Achal Me'ahu Yoma?" He'll say it was like 2 months until finally this happened. Mina Yom Shemes Krovi Sha. Sha'achlam shalokadin. I went all the pairs that he shalokadin. The achlam yahu yoma ad ashta. So Amar Rav Chisda said, Zehu sha'omer malav. You know, he's talking about Rav Idi now. This is the type of person that they say about him. Adam Gadahu. Like, this is a great man. What are you doing? Leave this stuff over here. What's happening? Aman. Now, Aman kasamachmar. In other words, who are you being somech on, the fact that you're now going to get this tree? Aha, you're being somech on this guy from the fact that he admitted to the fact that really you're the closest relative. But until this point, he was saying that he's better. He was a closer relative. So as Rashbam explains, that means until this point, he was eating a kiddin, and now he's giving over to you, and that's the only way that you actually know about in the first place. So that was it. He doesn't respond to it afterwards. Abai and Rava don't agree with what Rav Chista said, though. Beep, turn the page. I'm going to give him a base. They say pretty straightforward. Came into Odu. Once this guy admitted to the fact that he it really wasn't his, that means it wasn't his. Rashi says, the Shalokadin Hechzik Anata, Odiv Yashin Piru Sha'achal V'chein Alecha. So, Rav Chisda is trying to say, listen, up until this point, it really belonged to him. Now he's saying that it belongs to you, so you get it, so that's it. Keep what you got and move on with life. By Rav, like, what are you talking about? If the guy admitted to the fact, that means it was never really his, and therefore he has to go and pay him back, and that is the Halacha. Okay, next case. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. You got two people coming head to head, each one saying, this belonged to my forefathers 87 years ago. Hi, I see Sadi Davasehu. This one goes and brings Edom to say that it belonged to his forefathers. Hi, I see Sadi the Achal Shnei Chazaka. The other one goes and brings a thing to say that they ate it for 3 years. Who gets it? Omer Chista. Malu l'shaker, because but the second guy is Malu l'shaker. He could have said, Minoch Zvinte, that I bought the land from you, v'achaltia shechazaka, and I ate it during the years of chazaka, and I had it for 3 years. Since he could have won by saying like that, then we believe him right now, that saying that he got it from his fathers, even though you have Edom that are coming and saying that it belonged to the other guy's fathers. Abai v'Rava lo sfir lehu ad Rav Chisda. We see again Abai and Rava coming into Rav Chisda. Malu l'shaker makom Edom lo mina. We don't say this din of Malu l'shaker when you have Edos, the Edom coming and saying it belongs to the guy. You don't pull off a nice idea of Mali the Shaker. Another case, Ahud Omer Lilchavre, guy says to his friend, my boy is Bayar, what are you doing in this land? Omer Leh, he says, the guy was the squatter, says to him, what do you mean? Minach Zavni Vechitil Shnei Chazaka, I bought it from you, and I'm here for 3 years, right? I did a Chazaka, I don't even have to bring you a Raya that it's mine. Alzai, he says, I did a Chalotar Tishnei, and then the guy who was the squatter, he bought Edom that he used the land for 2 years, but he could bring a raya that it was 3 years. So he really wasn't able to go and pull off a chazaka on it. Rashi, Rishbam says, V'dayin hoya machzeh levakesh edus shel shana shlishes lamatzeh. He was trying to find a third-year guy, but he couldn't find it. Rav Nachman, Haja Ari, the land goes back to the guy who was contesting it, the original owner, because he wanted him to bring a chazaka. The Haja Peri, and not only that, but all the peros also go back, everything that he had during those 2 years. The Rashbam say that, but the parish that he has to return is only if they have, if there was witnesses that said that he ate the parish. But if there's no witnesses that he ate the parish, but it's just through a Hodas Piv, and he was saying that it was sold to him, and then he ate like that from the land, it was Maya things, since there's no Raya in the Shtar, there's no Edei Chazaka, so, and it goes back. But the point is, when it comes to the parish itself, he doesn't have to go ahead and to return the stuff that he had over there. If, let's say, when he was challenged by the original owner, the squatter said, I went into the field to eat its produce, but I'm allowed to do it because, you know, we set this up. We had a little bit of deal over here. Nema, then he's believed to go and do such a thing. So he has to leave the land, but he doesn't have to pay for the stuff. Lav mi amar Rav Zvid didn't. Lav mi amar of Yehuda. Sorry, I remember. Hai man danakit magla v'tuvlaya. Someone who takes these two different types of tools that are used in order to go ahead and to take and to get dates. The Rashbam says magla v'tuvila v'tuvalya clay godre tamarim. The maga ligdor v'tuvila chevelalo sadekal mirov gova. One of them is used to like get rid of, to pull the dates off. The other one is used in order to climb up the tree. Vyesh Mefarshim Tuvlaya is two, or however you pronounce this, is solid couple of pairs. There's a basket to accept them. Varman, he says, Ezil Igdire Ledikla de Planya. I'm going to harvest the palm trees that belong to this person. How are you with the palm trees? Is Avnei Alei, because he sold the produce to me, Muhammad. We believe this person if he says such an idea over here, even though he's a raya for it. Lochas of Inish, the Gaza Dikla, the Lav Delay. A person is not such a chutzpin yank that he's going to go and take someone else's thing. And the fact that he says that must be it's true. So Hachanami here also, Lochatz of Israel, Mechal Perid, the Lav Delay, a president of a chutz, they're going to eat the stuff that's not his, and therefore we go and we believe him, and this is going to be the case. See, Hachi, in fact, the Gemara, if that's really true, that person's not going to be such a chutzpinyang, to see straight up, Lochatz of Finish, to eat some of the stuff, then Aranami, then even the person says that the land is mine, we should believe him also, even though he has no chazaka. The fact that he ate from the land's produce to be a raya, what he's saying is true. So why is it necessary for someone who's there to bring a chazaka for what he's saying? Is the Gemara ara minin le achvi shtarach? If he says that the land, then we say okay, just show us the shtar. If he can't show a shtar that he actually did this, clearly then it's false. Even though he's being really intense at what he's saying, so he has to go and bring edim to the chazaka to prove that what he's saying is really true. So the Gemara, Yahachi, Perinami, that's true, then should be by the fruits also, right? He's just saying he has the fruits and not the land. The fact is, no shtar should disprove it. No shtar, the peri law of the inshi. People don't do that. People don't know shtaros, feperos, you know, so if he doesn't go and bring it out, it's not a riot for anything. When it comes to land, of course, people are going to do shtar. You have to, you know, we have a shtar over there and you need a chazaka or whatever. If you don't have that, then it's not going to work. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.